Yeah, I mean, my older daughter, she goes to a public, Department of Education high school in Queens. So we were pretty concerned about her traveling there. I mean, it's, all subway. There was no other way we were going to get her there. We don't own a car. And so we were definitely very focused on what they were planning. The school basically said that in order to really open properly, the only way they could do it would be that for large portions of the day, kids would be sitting in classrooms doing remote learning in a classroom. And they basically said, we don't think that's a good idea. And so we're going to recommend to all the parents, unless you really have essential needs for your kids, that everybody goes remote. So we followed that and we felt like that was the right move. And as a high schooler, I think she's got a lot more capacity to learn remotely. She has been in that school for a year, so she's socially, she's in a decent space and has kids in the neighborhood that go to that school that she'll be able to sort of work with during the school day, so she won't be super isolated. My younger daughter, as I mentioned, she's starting a new school, so like totally new community, no real knowledge of, people there. But that's in walking distance. We've been just sort of like waiting. They took some time, but they had a town hall meeting where they described the different options, and we ultimately selected doing a hybrid. It was either hybrid or 100% remote, and we felt comfortable enough. And I think so far we continue to feel comfortable enough with her going in 2 days a week. And she really, really wants to, even though it's not going to be like regular school, but she's a kid who loves, the school, has loved the school environment. And actually, they had a meeting tonight, which